Court, he said, shortening her name to the dreaded court that she hated. Is that a yes or a no? It's a hell no. Time for another calm down breath. She had to take a lot of those when Ben was near. She blew this deep breath out very, very slowly. Besides, you aren't serious. His eyebrows rose.
Of course I am.
No, you're not. I've known you since law school. You're an arrogant prick who thinks it's fun to mock me. Her eyes narrowed on him and his stupid, too well-fitting suit. There are plenty of women in this bar who would be happy to jump your bones. Go find one of them. Leave me alone. I've got better things to do. Instead of backing away, like a normal man would do when he'd been shot down so hard, Ben laughed. And, not shockingly at all, Ben's laugh was as sexy as the rest of him. Deep and warm, and designed to get right under her skin. I totally hate him.
Better things?
He put his hand on the bar and leaned in close to her. So close that she caught the crisp scent of his cologne. It was a lickably good scent. Not that she would ever tell Ben that fact.
Court.
Courtney. Courtney. My name has two syllables. Use them both. Those dimples came again.
Courtney.
Wow. He just said her name all deep and rough and sexy like. Well, he'd probably say it if he was, in fact, in bed with her, having the hate fuck he'd just mentioned. Maybe she should have stuck with Court. Why did the nickname irritate her so much? And why had he always gotten under her skin so easily? His warm gaze slid over her face.
There is no one better when it comes to sex. Come with me, and I will give you a night you will never forget.
You have been hitting on me since the first year of law school. She could only shake her head. Doesn't the routine get old?
Trust me, nothing about you gets old to me.
Courtney sighed. You didn't mean it back then. You don't mean it now. You're just messing around with me, and I don't have time to waste. Her gaze slid over his shoulder. His brow furrowed.
Are you looking for someone else?
Yeah. I'm not here to meet you. Her stare shifted back to him. He put a hand to his heart as if she'd grievously wounded him. Bull.
And all this time,
Ben said dramatically,
I thought you were mine.
The bartender frowned at them. Ben, she gritted out. He winked.
I love it when you say my name.
He hopped onto the bar stool next to her, didn't even seem to notice the admiring stares coming his way from the ladies who were close by.
I'll love it even more when you—
Do not say scream it, she snapped at him. I am so over your crap. With the wave of his hand, he motioned to the bartender.
I wasn't going to say scream.
He seemed to consider the matter a moment.
Do you want me to say scream? Do you want to scream my name? Is that a fantasy?
Her cheeks were flushing. Good thing the lighting in the place was so bad.
I was just going to say...
He cleared his throat.
I love it even more when you get all pissed with me in court and you kind of snarl my name. Snarl, not scream. There's a distinct difference there.
She wanted to put her head down. He wasn't being serious. Had he ever been serious? Everything in this world comes easy to you, doesn't it? The question slipped out. Hell, the bartender had already brought him a beer. Instant service. Meanwhile, she'd had to wait 20 minutes on her drink. You flew through law school and opened up your own firm immediately. You have every woman you want begging for you.
Not everything is easy.
His voice wasn't mocking. It seemed dead serious.
I've never had you.
She reached for her drink again. And you never,